So, Boker Tov on this 17th day from the Omer, and we're holding today on Daf Yud Gimel, Masechet Hagiga, Shnat Daf Shin Samach Zayin, and we're up to the first line on top, the Omer Ba'akabar Yaakov. So we spoke yesterday about the seven Rikim that we darshan from the Pasuk, and Ba'akabar Yaakov points out that the truth is there's a Meda Rikia, that old Rikia Echad Yesh Lamala Miroshe Achayot, that we haven't really been talking about, and the Pesukim don't deal with except in one place, and there it says, which is clearly another rekia, which is above the chayos, which must mean that it goes beyond all of the other rekiim. And this is, it's in other words, all the rekiim and the chayos hakedash and everything that we spoke about in the highest level are nested under a rekia that's lamala miroshei hachayot and is actually a super rekia. And that is the ultimate that we can begin to grasp. That's the boundary. Anything beyond that is not within our grasp, and you don't have rishus to begin discussing it or thinking about it. She can't go to the Sefer Ben Sira, which even though Ben Sira is not really part of the recognized Kisvei HaKodesh, nonetheless, Chazal don't hesitate to quote it every once in a while if it has a Dvar Chochma in it. And it says, "B'muflam imchal tidrosh," famous, not like a pasuk, but a famous saying, that "B'muflam imchal tidrosh," don't try to understand things that are beyond you. "B'muchusim imchal tachkor," don't analyze things that are meant to be covered. What you are licensed to think about, that's what you should be thinking about. And you have no business in things that are meant to be kept hidden. Tanyam Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Nebuchadnezzar thinks that he's really hot stuff, and that he is going to go up to the Rakia and understand the entire world. Nothing is going to be out of his reach. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? Yatzta bat kol v'amralo. You idiot. Rasha ben Rasha. Ben benosha nimrod ha-rasha, the descendant of Nimrod, shemrid et kol ha-olam kolo alav b'malchuto, that attempted to turn the entire world against how exactly are you going to accomplish that? What's an average human lifetime? Look, you idiot. It takes 500 years of work to even reach a darga of understanding of the first rakia. Oh, the rakia is another 500 years. Just stick this to that rakia, and now you got to pass to the next level. In order to pass to the next level, you have to pass the space between them. So, bein kol rakia v'rakia l'malamehem, you have to go through each rakia is 500 years, and you have another 500 years to pass up to the next now level of the next rakia, and another 500 years. And more than light years. Whatever the year in terms of rakia is. But it's certainly beyond your years, that's for sure. Even if you can manage a year per year, right? We're talking about in terms of how much a person would be able to achieve in a year. And then above that, you have the chayos hakodesh. Okay, now let's start at the bottom of the chayos hakodesh. All right. So first, we're going to try and understand the feet. Okay, that's 500 years. Okay, but it's not 500 years. It's a geometric regression from this point on. So it starts with everything that has been up till now. That's included in the ragle hakai. That's connected kulam. Now that has to be doubled when you get to the karsule hakayot, because that's also connected kulam, including the ragle hakayot. So now you're at the ankles. It'll take you now another million years to get to the ankles, and that's doubled connected the shoke hakayot. Then you have the feet. That's connected kulam. Then you have the arkuva of the chayos is connected kulam. The thighs of the chayos is connected kulam. So you got the knees. You got the thighs. Then you have to go to the body of the chayos. It's also connected kulam. Then you get to the neck. It's also now. So we're geometrically getting really up there, Keneged Kulam. Then you have the Rosh Chayos, Keneged Kulam. You have past the horns, it's Keneged Kulam. Okay, now we're getting up finally to the Kisei HaKovod in another million years or so. Now we got to start on the Kiseis. We start with the Raglayim of the Kisei HaKovod, that's Keneged Kulam. Then we have Kisei Keneged Kulam. And then, after all that, we have Melech El Chai V'Kayom, Ron V'Nisar Shochen Aleyem. And you have decided that you're going to come up for a visit, are you? I'd love to see that. Atamata Ara. Adamele, oh, you have a better idea. How about going down? It's a lot easier that way. I mean, straight to hell. Achel Sha'ol Turab. Yeah, I could tell you, boy, you're going to be traveling all right. It's in the other direction. Down to the bottom of the pit. Over there, it's easy to keep falling.
This is 7 times 500.
Yeah, there's all the analysis.
The moon around
7 years
later.
The moon is not even like, yeah. The Lobim Merkavabi Achid. Tony Rebithia. It says one cannot darshan, the Mishnah says cannot darshan to a yachid. Even though it says you cannot darshan to a yachid, of a musrim lo rashi prakim. You're allowed to give him an outline, and if he can work things out, he can work things out, but certainly no detail. Oh, Rebbe Zera, hold on a second. Outlines. Outlines are only for an abezdin, or somebody who's a libo is doy bekirbo, or some say if he's an abezdin, who's libo is doy bekirbo. So he doesn't take any chances on understanding, doesn't make any leaps. He's very, very careful to make sure he's coming up with the right conclusions. You're a shamayim. That, yeah, what are you telling me? You give Rashi Prokhman, you think you've Rashi Prokhman to anybody? Omer Rabbi Ami ein Moshim Sitrei Torah, Elohim Lemi Sheyesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim. You can only give over secrets of Torah to somebody who has five things that are mentioned in Yeshayo. That he's a Sar Chamishim, he's a Nasu Panim, he's a Yo'etz, he's a Chacham Charashim, and he's a Navon Lo'achash, and later on the Gemara is going to go through the Pesukim. Not today, but later we're going to go through the Pesukim Yeshayo, talk about the different Madregas. That person you can teach the Sisrei Torah. V'omer Rabbi Ami ein Moshim. You don't give over the Divrei Torah to a goy.
But that person can be taught?
That person can be taught what he does. He's not mefarish what the Mesira is, or the Mesira's mamash details, whether the Mesira is Rashi proper. He wasn't mefarish.
And who would teach?
What do you mean?
One who has,
obviously. Yeah. Divrei Torah bechlal are not taught to another Kechavim. Shema lo asachem lechol goyim mishpatim bayadon. He did not teach them his mishpatim. Oh, merely Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elozim. Rabbi Yochanan had a Talmud. Rabbi Elozim was still young. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to give him over my He told him, "Taik Mark with Meisim Rekava." I feel that you're ready to be taught. Omar Lay. So he said, "Lokashoy, I'm not really old enough. You know, I'm still a youngster, and in that sense, I don't." Rashi says a youngster can't have libo doig bekirbo. Still believes in life. Still believes in itself. Doesn't. He doesn't have that sense of, you know, life is a temporary thing and it's only given into your hands briefly and so on. A young person doesn't think. I mean, he can conceive of mortality, but not really libo. While he lives, he's really living. He's like really in it at that time. He doesn't have that deep sense of daiga that everything is a gift and not really part of him. Hold on, not right. It says, Meisha Liba Deoig Bekirbo. How do I have a Liba Deoig Bekirbo? Kikosh, by the time he got old enough, Noch Nafshed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had died. It was too late. So Rabbi Asi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, said to him, Tavak Markova, Meisha Markova, I'll teach you. He said, if I would have meant to be Zeichet, from Maisa Mekava, he's a Koy, Gemirtem Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha, would have learned it from your Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, not from the secondary source over here. Rabbi Yosef, he had a Kabbalah in Maisa Mekava, and he was never taught Maisa Bereshit. Whereas the Sabi, the Pumbedisa, they had, when it says have a ton of, there were Bryces, these were Bryces, some surviving, you know, the Sefer Yetzirah type Bryces and so on, we have some record of those Bryces, but there were detailed Bryces on Meisim Rekava, detailed Bryces on Meisim Rekava. So he was Gomir, means he was a Bokin on the Bryces, and the Sabbath, but he said they knew the Bryces of Meisim Rekava, but they had never been taught in Meisim Rekava. So they asked him, Omru Lei Mar, Ligmor Lan Mar, the Meisim Rekava. We would like to be taught. Omar LaRusso, he said to them, I got a better idea. Agmrun Li Meisim Bereshis. How about you first teach me Meisim Bereshis? Okay. So, they teach him. Vosa da Agmrun, so, and they finish. He said, okay, now it's your turn. Ligmrun Mar Ba Meisim Merkava. He said, I never said I was going to teach you. I just said, I have a better idea. Omar LaRu. Taninabu, it says, Dvash V'chalav Tachat V'shana. That things that are Dvash V'chalav V'tera, keep them under your tongue. Meaning, don't let out the secret. I feel I have a right to teach you. So, Dvarim Hamid Tukim midvash v'chalav yutachat l'shonchav should be kept under your tongue and not spoken out by your tongue. Rabbi Avul says you can learn it out from the pasuk. It says the lashon over there is kivasim l'levushecha, that you should use kivasim for your levush, which we understand to mean kivasim is a lashon of kavush, things that are hidden, things that are underneath. Dorim sheim kivshano shel olam yutachat l'levusha. Keep it under your coat. Don't do that old matrix shit. Pulling open the coat, showing off all your weapons. These are things that are kept under your jacket. Mm. They call those inside pockets where you keep the revolver and the, there's a name for them. Omer Leib. So they said to him, look, it's not as if we're totally ignorant, you know. I mean, we learned a lot of the Braisa, and we got up to the Pirush on the Pasuk Vayomer Elai Ben Adam. But we just need that last little piece. Omer Lahem. He said to them, well, that's very good, because Zayn Ein Amaisim Rekover, that's that last little piece. That's the big thing, you know. So if you got all the way up to the Vayomer Elai Ben Adam, and you mean Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, great, then you don't need me. If you don't mean Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, that's the worst part. I can't teach that for sure. So whatever it is, it was good to know you. Thanks for my gracious. Anyway, now that means that he was timing that the very last piece, which is really the last two psukim that speak about Chashmal, which is the most the hidden element of the Maisim Rekover, is the emergent aspect of Maisim Rekover, which is the glow of Maisim Rekover, and so on. So that is the ikar of Maisim Rekover. That's what he's saying. He named Maisim Rekover. So we ask him that Maisim Adechon Maisim Rekover. So Rabbi Omer Ad V'Eira Batra. Rabbi said that's until. Va'era. Now the second va'era is va'era ke'ina chashmal in the story of the Yechezkel, which is two psukim away from the end, which they said that they got to by Yomer Ben Adam. That's the next parak, basically. And so apparently that itself is the not included. He said that's the main thing. He said it's not included. I don't understand. And Reb Yitzchak says it's even beyond va'era. It's up to the words ke'ina chashmal. So you can darshan up to there, Maisim Rekava, Va'era Keina Chashmal. How do you explain that? He said that's the whole point. Ad Va'era Megamrina. The point of it is like there's two levels. Well, he wasn't saying that that's the only element of Maisim Rekava. He's saying there's two elements of Maisim Rekava that have two different dinim. Up till Va'era, up till Chashmal. So over there you can teach if somebody is Roy, but from that point on you can't teach in detail. You can only give over a structure, a sense of structure. This is what it's about. If you can fill in the blank, fine. So there are Masunim Rashi Prokim. Some say, Ad Va'era Masunim Rashi Prokim. Actually, no, you can never be Gamrinan. You can only be Masunim Rashi Prokim. That was the issue we saw earlier. Machlokas, how much you're able to give over. Mikan Ve'ela, from that point on, you can't do anything. Can you give over Rashi Prokim? Chachomu, maybe Midato. As the Mishnah says, if he's a Chachom, maybe Midato. Fine. Lo, you can't help a guy out if he's unable to figure things out himself. But that depends up to what point. In other words, how much can you give over? So that there's a limit. So, in other words, what were we mapping on for him? So when he was saying hey name Maisim Rekover, he meant hey name Maisim Rekover, that's the main problem to give you over. You're telling me that's the part, if that's the part that you learned, you know, that's you already know. I can't add. If that's not what you learned, that's the main issue. All of the dinim that we learned of a hakpada is that. So you're telling me I should teach. I mean, what do I know to be able to teach? If you're maven midait, then fine. I mean, I don't know if you're holding by that. This is the Gemara. Wait, but in other words, you're telling me that the word chashmal is included even in, I mean, according to the first lashon, I mean, it depends on the shinus, but according to the first lashon, mamish v'drosha, it's mutter to be derech chashmal, you're saying. And I thought it's v'chlal nada. It's dangerous to be derech chashmal. I was a kid in cheder that was learning, yes, high voltage, exactly. He was sitting there, and he was learning about chashmal, and nothing. And this flash comes out of the socket and burns him up. Doesn't sound like a good idea to be derish b'chashmal. I mean, even nobody was teaching him. He understood himself what was going on. So what he's telling me, it's what to be derish b'chashmal. Bad news. Miri says burning up is always a lashon. It doesn't mean literally burning up. It means that you're a deus. If you understand things wrongly, it screws you up. You're never able to understand things properly. Again, it's that thing you mind, but you see all the time. People, you know, what do you call them? People who have, like, you know, had bad trips and fried. That's right. Exactly. Fried his brain. It's in mamish what it means. It's that same language. Fried his brain. But it's interesting that the Miri's lotion is the modern English equivalent. Says the Gemara, it's different. Yanuka, I mean, that's because he was a kid. We said a kid is dangerous. A kid doesn't have the correct psychology. Forget about intellectual capabilities. It's the wrong psychology. It's too easy going about life. Shiny Yanuka, the Lomati Zimne, it's not his time to understand these kind of things.
That's why one is supposed to be a
certain. Exactly. Yeah. Actually, the Ben Arboyim, it's very interesting. The Ben Arboyim, and we talk about the Rabina and understanding. Atru Ben
in our poem. That's what it was all said at a Ramchal. Ramchal wasn't 40 yet. He died before he was 45. Right. He died at 39. Yeah. And it says that the Medrash says that the Ben Arboim is considered to be the Libo Doig Bekirba. Because in analyzing the Tochacha, it talks about over there that you won't have a lathe and you'll be broken hearted. Who is Libo Nishbar Bekirba? He has to be a Ben Arboim. Above 40, the person has already his own mortality. In modern terms, that's the midlife crisis stage. And why midlife crisis? Because he begins to realize that, you know, all the things he thought he had an endless time to achieve, he doesn't have any time, and he hasn't done anything, and this is basically the way it's going to be, and so now he's Liba is Shofar Bekirba. So that, it connects to the whole concept of the people think it has to do with intellectual capabilities. Tom, he's saying it's a little kush. There's an Indian of age itself that provides things. I guess the Yenuka was too young. Omer of Yehuda, you know, I'll tell you, it's a good thing. Talking about Hanani ben Chizkiah Shmo, if it hadn't been for him, I mean, it was really a lot of problems with Yecheskel. First of all, it was dangerous. It was, you know, people were getting zapped by Yecheskel, and then maybe we should cut it out of the cheder because we're losing too many kids on Yecheskel. You know, that's besides the cheder rabbis that beat the kids. I mean, that's besides it. That's the best words in the Gemara. Pasha Bianuka, but you know, what can you do? We need he's a good teacher, you know. They reinstated it. So all right, listen. Low casualty rate. But but besides that, are you Dvarav Seishim Divrei Torah? I mean, there are so many problems. The dinim of Karbonas in Yecheskel that it reads like some kind of weird, you know, Gnostic Christian text making up weird carbonists that don't exist. Dinim that don't exist. It's ridiculous. I want to think about that. It's another one of these weirdos. It's not a real Navi. Couldn't have written this up. Ma'asa. What did he do, Hananya? He went up into an attic. They brought him up 300 barrels of shemen. And that shemen would be, Rashi here says, lahatli. In other places he says, were food and light. That's what he lived on. Of course, we know Shalosh Meos, we've seen many times, is Lashon Guz. All Lashon Guzmaot are Shalosh Meos. They were the 300 Kehanim that are Toivel, the 300 Kehanim camels of Matakor for Korach, or 300 camels of Shilas of Hilchas Trefus. And that's the simon of Lashon Guzma. But in any event, in other words, he didn't leave until he worked out every problem. He showed them. No steer. There's no reason to be Kehanim if he has. One of the problems, I mean, the practical problem of casualties in the Cheder, is Mais Batina Kefa. I'll show you Kurd Beis Rabbi. There he was in the Cheder. Innocently reading Sefer Yecheskel. Wasn't his fault. He understood what he was reading. We don't expect you to understand what they're reading. This was bad news. He understood what he was reading. So he got zapped. Yeah, the old problem. That's what happened to the first man. Right. So they wanted to be Gone Sefer Yecheskel. There's problems already with the book, and it doesn't make sense with the book. Forget about it already. So at that point, so Hananiah ben Chizkiah said to them, and he was the grand defender of Sefer Yecheskel. Not only was he the one that had been the farish all of the steerers, but he also ate him. Because you lose one kid here and there, for that you're going to be Gone Sefer Yecheskel. But this kid happens to be brilliant. This kid happened to be smart enough to understand what he's saying. Normally, a cheder kid understands what he's saying. Instead, what they're saying anyway. So, what's the problem? Well, they left it. My chashmal. So, what exactly? Okay, everybody, stand back. My chashmal. What exactly is the word chashmal? What does that mean? Omer of Yehuda. The word chashmal comes from a notrikon, basically. Chayot eish memalalot. Chashmal. So, these are pashas. You read the Gemara. It means energy creatures that speak. Rashi learns that it means chayot where esh memalalot, where there's vast amounts of energy that are yotzei in the word. Not that they are made of esh, or the esh memalalot go together, not chayot esh. But not everybody's mefarshes like Rashi. B'matnitatana, the Braita says chashmal is a contraction of chash mal, which are opposite. Chash means to be silent. Mal comes from speaking. Mila. So there's itim chashot, itim memalalot. These are creatures that at times shut up and at times speak. So b'shasha dibur yotzei mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashot. So where HaKadosh Baruch Hu
Baruch Hu is giving out a dibur to a Novi or a Nagasa Ilam, so then they're silent. And then, other than that, Shashena Dibur Yatsuri Pekarish Baruch Hu, then they become the mocker of Hashbar and the Mamalalas.
It's like an understanding of when, what's appropriate.
Well, we'll see, it's more than that. As it says, V'achayot Rotsov Vashov, Kemare Abazat. So these chayot, we know that we use the word srafim, which means something burning. These chayot are similar to coals that are burning. It's similar to the idea of srafim, but they're omamot. Just like sometimes you have a coal where it's burning inside, every once in a while like a flame will come out. So these is what is being referred to. It says rotsov v'shov. Rotsov v'shov means they sort of flash out and go back in. So my rotsov v'shov, because it doesn't mean that they leave completely. It's not that the road Rotsovava, not Rotsova, is they run out and then go back in. Rotsovashov is much, but they never complete. They reach, and they pop out for a minute and run, immediately contract. They expand and immediately contract. So these are like virtual particles, basically. What does that mean? Rotsovashov, on Rav Yehuda, it's like the Ur HaYotzei Pikivshah. When you have your smelting gold, and what you do is you put on top of it, it has little holes in it to allow impurities to escape. When the impurities escape, they flash in various colors, as you have basically all different parts of the spectrum are coming from different elements that are being burnt out of the Zohar. And that's what we call electrum in English, actually, the chashmal, the translation in the early translations was electrum. Electrum was basically that glow you would not see on ships that came from electrical discharges, which had those colorations in it, which is how it became electricity. In modern Hebrew, it's an old translation, it's electron. The original idea of electricity was based on the original electron, where people had actually seen those type of discharges that were electrical discharges. So the word makes sense over here in terms of, not to sound a crazy Zionistic idea that we're going to, take over the Hashemah. That's what the Satmar said, but I mean, it does have some etymological meaning. So over there too, it has that same type of glow which we are used to in watching various disturbances or discharges or radiation. We're used to those type of glows because of our technology. They saw it very rarely. And that became now the metaphor for something that is not itself, but creates a field around it. They didn't have words for these kind of things, right? And we have clearer metaphors because we have different experiences. Obviously, the Navi is limited to using whatever words were the metaphors at that point. So the idea of a field, something that creates an area around it, which is charged on some level, there was no word for it except chashmal. That became now the sense of the chayot. So that it was an energy-emitting source that affected a field around it, and that made a Maria Bazak. That's like what we see in the discharge of the Bazak. Bazak, again, very interesting. The word Bazak, which is used for lightning, right? The real meaning of the word Bazak is broken pieces of pottery. Like it says, Vayif Kidem Bebezek. It's interesting. So our communications company is called Bezek. Called Bezek. Bezek, because of the idea of Bazak, in the flash, the use of electricity for energy, giving electromagnetic messages and so on, is Bazak. The original meaning, it's fascinating, the original meaning is bezek, is broken pottery. Why? For the same reason the Gemara is saying over here. The place in which you see that type of coloration in a discharge is where you're smelting metal, and it's coming out from between the little holes in the bezek that's put on top, which is still used in a kiln, and there you see these various colorations that we're used to seeing, we have the full spectrum. So that became now the color of the vision of lightning, or electrical discharges, and so on. It's fascinating. That Mamish in modern usage, it's the same kind of idea. So that's the bezek. The Hayotzemi Ben Amar Bezber Bechanina, the Mara Bazak means Ur Hayotzemi Ben Acharasim. You have the little pieces of pottery in which you allow impurities after they flash. They now turn into a gas. They escape from between the bezek and they burn. And then that discharge, that's what it looked like to Yechas. And here I am now looking. This is not the second Vayera. This is the first Vayera. He was referring to the second Vayera before. Is the Vayera Basra. Why is it called Vayera Basra? Because again, if Yechesko uses the word Vayera, it means that he's shocked by what he's seeing, right? I mean, obviously I'm seeing. You're describing something I'm seeing. So Vayera means I was given to see. And I now have a vision. That means Vayera Basra has to be a second level vision. That's what he's saying. The second Vayera means he's already ready to pop up one level. That already is the Meisim Merkava that you can't give over. The first one was the first. This is the first Vayera. So what he sees now is in the original appearance of the Merkava is Hinei ruach sa'ara ba min hatzafon Anan Gadol Veishmit Lakachat Vinogalo Saviv. There's this vast cloud that's filled with a flashing fire, and there's this glow all around it. Mitocha Keina Chashmal Mitocha Esh. This is where the Chashmal first appears. So, Le'echan Azal. Where exactly was the Merkava coming from? What do you mean, Minhatzafon? Why Minhatzafon? Where was it going to? There's two Lashonas over here, because it doesn't make sense. Le'echanaz means, where's it going? So the Bach is metaking the gears up. Hirashi, my boy, has. What was the Merkava doing in the north? Why would it be in the north? And it was basically, it was coming from Bava. It was the north of Eretz Yisrael, from the center of Eretz Yisrael. Omar, Rav Yehuda Merav, because the Shekhinah had to ride to Bava to help the Nebuchadnezzar make him king. It came to create the Babylonian Empire under Nebuchadnezzar. Why? What do you need Nebuchadnezzar to be so harsh? Basically, Klal Yisrael had to go back to Bava, because that's where they started. It's Ur Kasdim. It's like the Gemara says, you send your wife back home, you send her back to her mother. The Kodesh was being Megarish, so to speak. Not Megarish. He's a Sefer Kritut. There's no Sefer Kritut. But it was a separation. Separate. Go back home to your mother. You came from Bava. Try it again. Maybe you'll figure out something better next time. Okay? So we had to go to Bava. But Bava was low class. Amflo. Yeah. The Kastim were like the lowest class people. Yeah. And that's the way we look at it now. The Gornish. Maisa was it became the Nebuchadnezzar sign, the glory of the world. So people said, so these nobodies were able to be shaylet on Banav Shalakabish Baruch. Such a bizarre. So he didn't want that to be said. So he first had to make them great. So it says, Kala Meitzar Li Yisrael Nasa Reish. Anybody who's going to be an enemy of Yisrael first has to take over the world. Then he can be an enemy of Yisrael. Hashem Yiracha, you have the Mamish idiots that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns into great successes just in order that they should be Meitzar Li Yisrael. We don't stop people to be Meitzar Li Yisrael. They've already stopped it very well. So because of that, the Shekhinah, he saw the Shekhinah now coming back to give the Ashpat to Yisrael to deal with the Golas. So, but that's where it was coming from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset. Mi garam li sheyesh shamash lo dey p'simon. I had to become now the shamash over here. No, this piece of garbage. Avonoteyem shel Yisrael en shegarmu. It's only because the Avon is of Yisrael, so I have to sit and make this guy chashuv in order to be able to put Yisrael into Golas. Va'era. Now it continues on. Now, where he describes the nature, this is the second level of Eira. Later on, Chashmal is even further. Eira chayot v'nei ofen achad ba'aretz etzel achayot. So there's one wheel that is on the aretz itself, and that's right by the chayos. What is that wheel? Again, the ofanim, of course, we understand all of the chayos and all of the parts of the Merkava are referring to living, dynamic consciousnesses. It's a marshal here, but it's the entire Merkava describes various elements of living things, and the ofen is a living thing. So this, what is this ofen referring to? Well, Merabalazar Malach Echad, this is a reference to the Malach that actually is the communicator that goes from the Oretz and brings Tfilos, it's the passageway for Tfilos to come to the Kisei HaKavod, and Ki'ilu, the Tfilos of Tzadikim, become now a decoration on the Keser of the Kisei HaKavod. So that's a Malach which is Eime Ba'aretz, and this Malach stands now on the ground. It reaches all the way up to the top of the Chayas, but the Chayas have no direct connection to the ground. The only connection to the ground, which is why we compare it to a wheel. The wheel is that which translates the energy of a Merkava, a modern vehicle, and makes it move on the ground. But otherwise, the Merkava would have no connection to the ground. So I said, the most important part of your vehicle is the wheel. Your entire life is a tire, right? It's all based on the tread of your tire. Your tread of your tire is no good. All of the rest of your stuff is not going to help you because you can't stop, you can't move. You're limited by that tiny little piece connected to the road, which is tiny compared to the... all the weight of the car is placed on, if you think of it, at any one point, the area that's in touch with the ground is minuscule. It's all dependent on that contact. So that means that the concept of this mala sounds a little strange, but the concept of this mala malach, the ofen of the malach, is the tread on the tire of a car, which is why Chazal give the name to the tire, to this tire, because the equivalent of, in their terms, of a tire tread was a sandal. The bottom of your sandal is what touches the ground. So your entire weight is dependent on the sandal. But if you have a sandal that communicates, it becomes a sandal phone, which is the name of this malach, the sandal phone. So that the Tana sandal phone Shemo, so the name of the malach is the sandal phone, which is Govoa Mechavero. So this is now greater in height than the other Chayos, Chamesh Malach, Chamesh Meot Shana. So that means that it's capable of reaching, touches the ground, capable of reaching beyond the level of the Chayos, and that's why it's able to utilize the tefillahs that are on the ground and to be Keshet, and it stands Vemid Achorei Merkava. It's basically the rear wheel. It's the back of the Merkava. It's like all of the important things are in front, but it's not true. It's basically rear wheel drive over here. So that the back, which is energized by the tefillahs in Olam Hazeh, it's able to reach beyond the other Chayos. It creates now crowns out of tefillah. What do you mean? In other words, it has access. It knows where to be kosher tefillah. I thought that there's no being that was given rights to access like that. But, doesn't it say Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimikomo? You see that when the Chayos were saying Kedusha, it's Kedusha that we say, that's the quote from Yechezkel. But they don't say Baruch Kvod Hashem Bimekomo, because they don't know where the Mark, they have no idea. What are they? They're just basically, doing their thing. They don't have any real access. So Michlal de Mekomo, like the other, nobody knows what that Markham is. They're talking about an abstraction. They know that in terms of a creation, there has to be a sense of mokhein. That's what we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekom Meshalayla. But for them to recognize that, they don't have really access to that way. So you're telling me, he would be able to take our tefillahs, the tefillahs of Shel Tzadikim anyway, and bring them to that mokhein. Now, how would it know where that place is? Like in the other way. No. The way that the sandal phone works is that after collecting tefillahs, so it's running on tefillahs basically, so it doesn't place a tefillah as a keser. It doesn't have that keach or understanding. Because if it did, then chas v'shalom, that would be the equivalent of our praying through an intermediary. Right? This whole idea of having a sandal phone is very disturbing. This is why they cut out the malachi rachamim, slicha. It's like you're asking a malach, what's a malach? Why would I talk to a malach? I mean, it's like asking, hello, Mr. Telephone, please give over this message. Well, man, what are you, nuts? Hello, Mr. Telephone. What's this Malachi Asher? It's Mishur Dibis.
It's a gospel tune.
Oh yeah, but it's an Avodah Zarah concept, yeah. Which is what referring Machman not to say that to you. People think that you could talk to Malach and that instruments are somehow open to your discussion. I mean, it'd be as silly as a guy talking to a telephone. That's the idea of Avodah Zarah. Talk to telephone.
Is there something
we'll show up? Wait, let me just finish the thought. To the point that the Gemara is making over here is that, of course, the Malach itself can't do a darn thing. The only thing that it is, it's Ema Shema Taga. So in other words, it takes the tefillah and sorts the appropriate Shem Hashem on this tefillah where it fits into the Seder HaElam, what this individual has achieved, what the tzaddik has achieved. And saying that Shem, the tefillah finds its place, obviously. In the, but it's not that the Malach literally can place the tefillah. Doesn't have that kind of place tefillah. It's like a translator program. Something that stands on the earth in the same way that we understand that there's a yishtalshus of energy, milamala. And the Kadosh Baruch is made to the oil and it goes through many, many stages until it becomes the drink of water that you're drinking. We understand on every level. I mean, even on a simple physical level. I mean, the glass of water that you're drinking has gone through so many cycles in order for it to exist. Right? You're talking about drinking hydrogen and oxygen that had to come basically first through a big bang and then through stars going nova and then gradually coalescing. It's second generation on planets and this. And finally, you get a drink of water. But obviously, there's no such thing. A drink of water pours out of the sky to give you a drink of water. We know the whole discussion of tinyus, even the God of the oceans and the rain. Whether we have a right to talk about the ocean in your glass, or whether we relate only to the glass. You know? The ocean in your oats, remember? That machlokas. Is kama v'kama. You're talking about hashpa in terms of my separations. The intellectual hashpa, the conceptual hashpa, that it goes way, way beyond that. It's level after level after level. But it works in the opposite direction, too. In order for a glass of water, a broth on a glass of water, to be translated back into the meaning of that which relates to the thought of my separations, that there will be a intelligence that will say a broch on a glass of water. It's a million levels of interpretation and translation and emergence, right? So there's energies that do that. Sandalphone touches the level of your own bracha and translates it, makes it into something. But obviously it has no real kayak. It's a translating program.
So it's an operator. So we're going from
it's not an operator. An operator is just a sorting. I mean, this is much more than sorting. That's why it has to go 500 years beyond the Chayas HaKadosh. Because, I mean, basically, it's the old contradiction, which the Rishonim speak about so often. Is man greater than the angels, lower than the angels? I mean, obviously, on one level, you know, it's the bottom of the sandal, you know. But on the other level, he has to be higher than the highest of the highest, which is an incredible concept. Because that translation takes the thing which is lower than the lowest and makes it higher than the highest. It's an unbelievable thing. This particular pu'ula, that's the ofanim, it's this particular orphan, which is in the back of the Merkava, that can deal with the things that appear on the level of Merkava to be, it's just like a spare tire. But it turns out that the whole thing is really running on that, in a sense.
Moshe Rabbeinu taking off his sandalim, he doesn't need that
everybody back away. You know what Moshe said about Korah. This is very chashuvah, it's a very chashuvah things that you're saying, but I don't know, we have to wait for Sar Kamishim.
No room for
speculation.
Well, it's an understanding of the...
It's a good ha'or, it's not speculation, you're not interpreting, you're just pointing out. Pointing out is always a good thing. Omar Rabbah, the truth is, if you compare the story of the Merkava in Yechezkel to the story of the Merkava in Yeshayahu, they don't sound like the same Merkava. I mean, Yechezkel is like just going to town describing this and that. I mean, it's basically, let's say a kid on a farm, you know, and a guy drives up in a Jaguar. Imagine what, I mean, a Jaguar. It's got every last detail. You should have seen the wheels. Oh my God. And the wheel covers. I've never seen anything like it. He's going bananas, right? He's writing. That's what Yechezkel's doing. He's writing every last detail. Yeshayahu basically writes. And yeah, the guy drove up in a Jaguar, you know, and that's it. But says Rabbah, the truth is, it's the same Jaguar. It's just that, you want to see the difference? Yechezkel is like a farm kid. He's a ben kvar, shiroa es hamelech. So obviously the jag drives him out of his mind, and he's got like every detail he's excited about. Yeshayahu is done with a ben krach, shiroa es hamelech. So, I mean, he lives in Manhattan. There's jags all over the place. He's the downstairs garage. What's a big deal? So okay, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu drives a jag. He drives a super jag. You know what? I'm not going to go that crazy about it. So in the melee, you don't see that same excitement. Fantastic, Gemara. What is the two lashanas? It's saying Shira Lamisha Mitgae Ala Geim. We have an idea, we have a concept of the superstar, right? The stars. We're the stars of the world. I mean, you take a look at people appreciate in terms of the chayas, the lion, you know, the big five, the lion. I gotta see a lion. Anybody goes to Africa, you know, they're chalking up what they saw. But the lion, I can't leave if I don't see a lion. That's the melech of the chayot. When it comes to Behema, the shore. They're a domesticated animal, but the shore is that something already. I mean, he's in charge. People are terrified. Keep your distance. Respect him. That's all different. Melech Shebaofot is the Nesher. Flies the highest above. Greatest wingspan. Unbelievable. And the Adam, like he's above everything. Right? Which, in terms of his intelligence, he's Mizgal land. He runs the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgal Kulam. Be'al Olam Kulo. Same way we have that sense of a hierarchy. That's the Go'ogeah. So he's Mitga'el Ageim. Now, there's a problem here, because smack bang in the middle of the Re'iyah of the Merkava, all of a sudden he contradicts himself. I mean, it starts off, he sees Udmut Pnei Him. He's describing now the faces on the Merkava. So what are the faces? There's a Pnei Adam, and there's a Pnei Aryeh, Ela Yamin Labaratan, and then there's a Pnei Shor, Miyasmo Labaratan, and Pnei Nesh Labaratan. So you got four faces. On the four, each one of them is comprised of four different expressions, and they are the Adam, and the Aryeh, and the Shor, and the Nesh. But then, later, in the same parak, he's got a different description of the, not in the same parak, but later in the description, same merkava, it's really in the middle of the sefer. So there he says, arba'a panim le'echad, pnei akad pnei hakruv, which never appeared in the first description, pnei ha'sheni, is the pnei adam, shirishi pnei aryeh, revi'i pnei nesha, the shar, the spirit. Where did the shar go to? Ilu shar lo kachashi, omer shlokishta. That's true, but that's because Yecheskel, bikei shel avracham, Yecheskel was very upset at the presence of the groove in the merkava. So he was provided the shar. I'm sorry, the shar in the merkava, because it was like an eagle. And so HaKadosh Baruch was going to be driving around in his merkava and constantly be reminded of the eagle? It's terrible. So he was hofchol the groove, and he said, please, get rid of this. I'm going to be bunny shalom, katego yasis anegra. I mean, you're holding merkava, because you're all on hog of the eagle. You're going to be manig the eagle, I'll be shar. And each time it's going to be mekatrik for Yisrael instead of helping Yisrael. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu replaced it with the groove. This is exactly what happened in history. Kadosh Baruch Hu replaced the ego with the groove in the Mishnah. But that means that the ego was more correct than the groove. In other words, what Klal Yisrael had been aimed on their own was exactly the Pnei Ashar in the Merkava, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu then had to compromise to become a Pnei Kruv in the Mishkan. This is the Sefer Kuzri points out. There's no difference in reality between a Kruv and a Shor. It's always graven images. Well, what's the difference? How come you're allowed to have that graven image? You can't have that graven image. Who cares? It's all basically the same garbage. There's no difference. It's just that one HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you could do it, and the other one he didn't. But in other words, what that means, the deeper meaning of that is basically this Gemara, is that the drives the ego and the conceptualization of what an ego is in the world, which is already before the Makar of the Gishamim, which on Tainius was the Radia. Radia was the roots of an ego, basically. It was only mentioned in my environment. That became the Kayach of Yosef HaTzadik. That's why they made the ego out of Yosef. Ale Shor, it's called Shor. And so on. That's what the brothers were chayshin in the first place, that Yosef was going to do that. They went out against him. But all of these things ended up being the Mishkan also. That's Mishkan Shilai. Now it becomes that Kayach of the ego. In any event, all of this came from Yecheskel, because Yecheskel was the one who's saying the Merkav itself is a problem. Forget about the Mishkan that takes the place of the Avodah Zarah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep relating back to the original mode of expression in the world is through an ego, basically. And that's then he's going to remember it. Yeah, and that's how they related to me, you know. But there's that slight error of making it the focus rather than the anaga of it the focus, and so it'll always be a katega. Yeah, this is Yavan, the kruv. What is a kruv? My kruv, Omri Biavu, the word kruv is basically what we'd say in Aramaic, a ravya. Ravya is a child. Ke ravya. It's a face like a child's face, which means it's a human face. It came above a currently a nuka ravya. They call a kid a ravya, because he's growing. Lashon Ravi, the period of the rivya, ravya. Omri Rav Papa, Abaye, that doesn't make sense, because then you have two faces that are the same. You say, one face is Pnei Adam, and one face is Pnei Kruv. And you're saying Pnei Kruv is a Pnei Adam. So then that means you replace the same face that was already there. So how's that on Hog? How's it the same on Hog? So Miata Dixi, Pnei Akat, Pnei Akruv, Pnei Shi, Pnei Adam, Vashlishi, Pnei Aryeh, Revi, Pnei Nesher. There's no Revi, the Honor Pnei Kruv, Honor Pnei Adam. Same thing. No, it's not the same. Api Rav Revi, Api Zutri. It's a major difference. It's only Christians who think it's the same thing. They make the Kruv a human face, an adult face that's shrunken into a Kruv. And this was a big problem in art until the modern era. But the early art, actually, they had no ability to conceptualize the relationship of a human infantile face, a child's face. They were unable to see that it was entirely different. This is one of it's probably the central pillar in Kabbalah. It's just those two words, Ape Rapper and Ape Zutre. Because that's the, in Aramaic, the Ape Rapper Zutre means Ze'er Anpin, the small Ze'er on the face. The Api Zutri, Ze'er Anpin. I'm sure if you read the Singer's Mirrors on Shabbos, there he's also Mirrors talking about Ze'er Anpin. That's all of the Anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the Midas, the Sviras, the seven Sviras, Tachlenas, and so on, all are included in the Api Zutri. Api Rabbi is a completely different level of Anhaga and so on, but all of the status of Kabbalah are basically those two words, Api Rabbi and Api Zutri, with the differences of the Anhagas on the Merkava. A call to the Chalom is another steer. One Pasuk says, Shesh Knafai, Shesh. So originally, the first time we have a report of the Merkava, Yeshayahu sees the Merkava, and he sees each Chaya has six wings. And yet, Later on, when Yechezkel sees the Merkava, he says, Arba Kanafayim Lachadmi. There's four wings. I understand. You said they saw the same jag. So how come they have different numbers of afterburners here? So says the Gemara, Lokashi, Kamizvan Shpeta Mikdash Kayam, Kamizvan Shpeta Mikdash Kayam. It's a big difference. After the Churim Beis HaMikdash, Kivayachol, Shnidmato Kanfei HaChayot. The power of the Hanagas Hashem and the Yoyla has been limited because of the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. That's as if you took out a couple of cylinders from the jag. It no longer has the same power. It has the same energy. I mean, I removed. Which cylinders were removed? Because obviously each one of those wings serves different purposes. And we talk about that. The wings that cover the face, the wings that cover the feet, the wings of the body, the wings that say Shira. What wings do we mean? I'm Rav Chanan, I'm a Rav. It's the wings that the Chayos uses for the essential Shira, because that's what's become most limited. Now, in Haga, there's no longer this sense poetry in the world, in which the world sings Takarish Baruch. We don't see that anymore. It takes forever to recognize that. You need so much to be able to bring your mind to a place where you hear Shira. And what's my raya? Why do I say this? Because in the description of the wings, it says over there, two of the wings are for the flying, and it says that together with the Kadosh, 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 right? So in other words, apparently the flying wings are the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh wings. But that idea of the flying wings disappearing, it says also, Yisayifei Nechaboveinem, disappeared. Apparently there was, in fact, something that happened to the Ofeif, and the Ofeif, it's only poetry that lifts you. So the Ofeif, the flying, was through poetry. Apparently the poetry now has become limited. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan says it's Otan Shemechasot Behem Raglehim. Because, look, since we know that Yeshayahu described two of the wings as used for covering their legs, and Yechezkel, when he describes the Merkava, he talks about the legs of the Chayos. It says Raglehim Regel Yeshara, the Kaf Raglehim, the Kaf Regel Egel, of course, the Raglehim was still, it's sort of an Egel, that's why we find in the Beis HaMikdash when the Tzeduki went in back in Yuma, remember? So he brought in the Torah, he brought it in backwards, he put it on outside. It says that they heard a thump, and the guy came flying out of the Eichel, and what did they find between his shoulder blades? They found the hoof of an eagle, right? Which relates directly back to the Gemara Yuma that says they were looking for the Avodah of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. They couldn't find him until they found out that he lives in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Exactly this issue. So the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the place where the Keich of the Eagle still remains, basically the Kruv. You start playing games with the Torah, you get hit with the Eagle, not with the Kruv. So the Raglaim was still regular Eagle, even though the Pneim were Pnei Kruv. But anyway, you can see why this is dangerous stuff. A lot of people, I mean, you can see what it relates to in human psychology. It's unbelievable. But anyway, so how did Yechezkel know if there were wings that were covering up? Right? But by the way, so again, la halacha, because this Raglayim, Regel Yeshara, is why you have to stand with your feet together. We learn out from here. It's supposed to be Aymed Bifnei Hashkina, the way that the Chayas are in the Merkava. Aymed Bifnei Hashkina, the Aymed, at that level. We learn it from this pasuk, Raglayim, Regel Yeshara. Your leg should look like a single leg that's put together completely straight. It's not a small issue. And yet Yeshayahu was unable to be begotten with that because he couldn't see the legs that were covered with the wings. So if Yechezkel could see the legs, then those must be the wings that disappeared. Which, of course, well, the Gemara is going to ask that maybe. Which means, Lemaisa, I mean, it means an incredible thing. It means that the time of the Churban was a time of greater Giloy of what the Chayas are made on, rather than lesser Giloy, which is the nature of Churban. That's the whole point. Is that Einein Gvuraisa. So the Lashon HaGemara is Einein Gvurei Gvuraisa. You took off Ha'ela Gadol HaGibor Vanora, you took off the Gibor and the Neira Adarab, the greater Gvuraisa Bisman, the Churban. So the Purim now becomes the Giloy, that's just called Megillah. Even though it was Anochi Haster Astir, it was Esther, but the Megillah now becomes that which is Megalas. How could that be? It's the same way that these wings disappeared. That's a Chisarn. It's true, it's a Chisarn. But it's also a Mailah.
Because in exposing things, things have become much more exposed since the Churban. But everything was very closed, and people took the world as it was, and that was it. You know, and it worked, and that's the way you could relate to it. And now things are terribly, terribly confused because they're so exposed, and the exposure kills people. It destroys their minds and fries their brains. It's really true. But Lamaisa, it's ultimately a Gilut, not a... to be Megala is Sof Kosof a Gilut, even though it's a mute. So I ask you, says the Gemara, Ilav the Imut Binavi Yada. How did he know what Regal Yeshara was? Why weren't they covered by the wings? It must be that those wings disappeared. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Maybe he just got a shot for a minute. You know, I mean, maybe they searched, pulled off a second. How did he know? I mean, how did he see the faces of the Chayas? Weren't there two wings that covered their faces? Were there two wings that covered their faces? So obviously, what are you going to say? That the wings, those wings also were uncut? It only says two wings were missing. According to this, you're doing four wings missing. So how is that? Obviously, he said he uncovered the face for a moment, and he got a shot of the face. So, what are you talking about? To say you uncovered a face, in front of the Shekhinah, you can uncover a face for a moment. But a kare, when you uncover your feet, what kind of derech eretz would that be for the chayas to uncover their feet? Kame rabbi, unless those wings were takachos and didn't have the ability to be makas. So basically, the merkab was flying along on one wing. Well, on four wings out of six. They just made the big, the biggest thing. It's all over the internet. This Israeli pilot, he was flying an F-16 and he lost a whole wing. F-15. He lost the whole wing, but he didn't know that he lost the wing. He said if he would have known. He didn't know because there was so much spray from the gas that was pouring out that it made a cloud over the whole sides. And no, he thought he had like damage and he was losing gas. And he brings the plane down for a landing. Wow. And when he lands, he sees there's no wing. They sent people from McDonnell Douglas to look at the plane. So they have this whole team of people. The team comes. They are convinced this was an accident on the runway. So get out of here. There's no way this thing could fly. Is that possible? I was rubbish. This morning, we were talking about the Merkava flying a long way. Right? Unbelievable, myself. So I'm trying to analyze how is it possible. I don't know. Just this morning, I got somebody sent me the video. They made it like part of the propaganda for American planes that so many countries want this plane. Look what this Israeli pilot did. They want to have pictures. It's unbelievable. Videos. I'll send it. It's on YouTube. Mamish, he brought it, and he landed with the perfect landing.
They showed
a landing. Unbelievable. So even the explanation that they came up with, it all makes very good sense until the landing. So they said, well, it must be if you're going so fast, so it's basically acting like a rocket, not like a plane. So the body of the plane itself provides the lift that before provided by the wings. Yeah, but how do you land? I mean, you have to slow down to land. You didn't start like spinning. Unbelievable, I said. Mamish. Of course, you'd think they would be masker. Maybe it was a little bit of a maser. No. It's really the F-15 is a great plane. It was meant to drive on one wing. We put the other wing in just in case. Amazing. Okay, so it must be that, therefore, we're saying it must have lost those wings. Now, there's another problem. Ketuv echad omer. In Daniel, we find a posik that says, in the description, the Shekhinah's appearance by the Nahar Dinor, Elef alafim misham shemune, ribo ribavan kadmu yakum. So there are 1,000 thousands that are being mishamesh, and 10,000 times 10,000 that are standing there in front of the Shekhinah. But Kosev Echadon, another Pasuk says, however, that that's absurd to give these numbers. Hayesh mispar ligdudav. Could there be any number given to the Gedudei Hashem Yisbarach? So how does Daniel now go ahead and give numbers if Yom says such a thing is ridiculous? Lo kasha. Kam bezman shebet hamikdash kayam.
When there's no place, Amigdash kevayachosh nitmata pamaya shamala. The family above has become terribly limited. There's only 10,000 times 10,000 that are available now. Only a million to do the sweep-ups and so on.
But when's the time of
Eov? Yeah, there's a lot of Eovs, as you'll know, from Bava Basra. Eov was not one person. It's a conglomeration of all their generation. Tanya Nami, Tanya Rebbe Eimer, Mishum Abba Yosef ben Dusoy. It's no contradiction, Bechlal. The Pasuk in Daniel is not describing Malachim in front of the Kisei. It's referring to the Malachim in front of Nahar Dinur. So the Nahar Dinur, Nahar of two words, Dinur, a river of fire. Which, so there, that river of fire was pouring out from the Merkava, and that river of fire had Elef Alafei Yishan Shemuneh. But not that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own Pamalia is limitless. So that was Elef Alafei Yishan Shemuneh. And we're talking about over there. Oh, I skipped. I'm sorry. I'm saying over Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. I'm sorry. I skipped. Tanya Rebbe on Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosef ben Dusoy. Elef Alafei Yishan Shemuneh. That's talking about Mispar Gedud Echad. We're just talking about one troop. You know, what do you call it?
Brigade.
One brigade is Elef Alafei. There's no limit to the number of brigades. But a brigade has to be limited by definition. Is that the whole thing? So the limit of a brigade is the Elef Alafei. The other pshat is, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, Elef Alafei Yishan Shemuneh is referring to Nahar Dinur. It's not referring to the Shechina. Shinamar Nahar Dinur, Nagad V'Nafak Min Kadmui. There's this river of fire that's gushing out from in front of him. And there, Elef Alafei Yishan Shemuneh. There's nothing about the actual Riva Riva Van Kadmui Yakuma. And Me'echa Nafik, where does that fire come out of to become a river? I'm saying it's pouring out, gushing out. Where is it gushing out from? From the Merkava. It's coming Mizeyatan Shel Chayot. It's from the sweat of the Chayos. The Chayos sweat fire. So the energy that's sweated in the maintaining of the Kisei on the Merkava, that becomes the Nahar Dinor. And where does it run out? I mean, it says where it pours out from. Where does it run out to? And where does it go to? Leichon Shafit. On Rav Zit Bar Tuvia, Rav Al Rosh Rishayim Begeinon. Where is that on the head of Rishayim? Let them see what it's like to be real Yerushalayim. The Chayos want to see the sweat of Yerushalayim. That'll burn you. Inei Sarat Hashem. That's why it says Sarat Hashem is Chema Yatzah. Sa'ar mitcholel, these are the same Rishonis, Yatzah, Sa'ar. Those are the Rishonis that we have by the Nahar Dinor. And it says that they're mitcholel, al rosh Rishayim yachul. These will go down now on the heads of Rishayim. Okay, we'll continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow night. Yomer of Akav Yaakov, Riki Echad Yishlam Alam Rosh Hachayot Ektiv Gmuto, Rosh Hachayah Riki Echina Kerach HaNura, Ad Kan Yishka Rosh Tadaber Mikan Velef Ein Lecha Rosh Tadaber. Shiten Ketu Besefe Ben Sira, Bumufla Mimcha Al Tidrosh, Bukhusim Mimcha Al Tachkor, Bumesh Al Rosheta Hitponei, Ein Lecha Yisif Ben Sira. Tam Yomer of Yotem Metzake, Mat Shuvah Yishivato Bat Kolo Torah Shabbos Asha Amar, E'elea Bumatei Av, Adam Ela Elyon, Yatsta Bat Kol Vermelio, Idiot, Russia, Ben Russia, Ben Russia, Nimrod of Russia. She imid alam kol kolom b'machuto. Kama shnotav shel adam, shivim shana. Shemay me shnotav dem shivim shana. Vimigvorot shvonim shana. Halo min oretz ad rakiyam, halak hamesh meot shana. Om yosha rakiyam, halak hamesh meot shana. Vechein ben kor rakiyav rakiyah. Lamala miyam chayas hakodesh. Ragli achayot kineged kulam. Karsuli achayot kineged kulam. Shoki achayot kineged kulam. Arkuli achayot kineged kulam. Yarchi achayot kineged kulam. Gufi achayot kineged kulam. Tzavari achayot kineged kulam. Rosh achayot kineged kulam. Karni achayot kineged kulam. Now we can get started on the kisei. Ragli kisei achayot kineged kulam. Kisei achayot kineged kulam. Melech elchay kayom ram nisar shokhina leyen. Ata amarta hayala albam vateyah. Vadam el elyon. Achal shaul, shaul turad. Yerkete bor, hello, the Merkava Biyachi. Tony Rabbi Chiyavu Mosrim, Loro Sheprakim, Om Rabbi Zera, Em Mosrim, Loro Sheprakim, Allah Beitin, Milchom, Yishli Bodoi Bikirbo, Urikin Yamre, and Av Beitin, Vuhushli Bodoi Bikirbo. Om Rabbi Yami, Em Mosrim, Sitre Torah, Lalamish, Yishpo, Chamisha Devarim, Sar, Chamishim, Nesupanim, Yoetz, Vacham, Charashim, Venavon, Lachash. Om Rabbi Yami, Em Mosrim, Divrei Torah, Lo Deko, Chavim, and all, Shremar, Lo Asachem, Vacho, Goy, Umishpatim b'yed da'um. You'll notice that was the Yerushalmi that led up to the parak. When I mean the parak already brought in the sugya. Omer le'Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Tag Baruch Hu Meisel Merkav. Omer le'Lo Kasher, Ki Kosh Nach Nafshi Rav Yochanan. Omer le'Rav Asi, Tavag Baruch Hu Meisel. Omer le'Yizakoy Gamir To Be Meisel Merkav. Mi Rav Yochanan Rabcha. Rav Yosef Avigon Meisel Merkav. Samidibum Padis Avetonu Meisel Bereshis.
Omer lay lead more on mar meitzim mekov. Omer lo, I got a better idea. Agmar li my separations. Suppose the Agmar and Omer lay, okay, now it's your turn. The Gemara mar meitzim mekov. Omer lo, well. Tanina bo dvash vachalav tachat lashon tcha. Varim am tukim dvash vachalav. Yiyu tachat lashon tcha. Bevu mer min hocha. Kevasim levushach hadvarim shekivshano shel olam. Yiyu tachat levushcha. Omer lay, tanina bohun anyway, ad vayomer lay ben adam. Omar lahem, heinein maasei merkava. Beitli, adeichan maasei merkava, Rabbi Yomer ad va'erab patra. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer ad, the word hakashmal. So ad va'era, and says the Gemara's v'gamriya, mikan ve'elach masin roshay prokim. Yigede Yomer ad va'era masin roshay prokim, mikan ve'elach mukhacham ve'elach medat ve'in. Ilo lo. Umidar shina b'chashmal at all, v'ahu yanuka da midarsh b'chashmal, v'nofik nura mi'chashmal v'achalt. Shani yunuka de lo matizimli. Omer of Yod Abram, Zechura Toa Ish Latov, can I at least guess what I'm talking about? Il Malay Hu, Ignaz Sefer Yechez, Shreid Vor Sotrin Divrei Torah, Masa, Elolo, Ar Shalash Meaz Karvei Shemen, Yosha Baaliya V'dor Hashom. Tone Rabbanu Masa, Betinok Echad Shere Kor Vivet Rabbo, Bisev Yechez, Kali Levin B'Chashmal, V'yatsa Ish M'Chashmal V'Saraf To, U'Bikshu Lignaz Sefer Yechez, Kali Marlam Chanani V'Chizke Ach, Im Zech Acham, Ma'akoch Hakom Imei. מה חשמל המרווירה חיות אש ממללות במתנית אתן איתי בחשות איתי ממללות בשעה שהדיבור יוצא מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא חשות בשעה שאין הדיבור יוצא מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא ממללות החיות רצו ושוב כמראה הבזק מה רצו ושוב ומביא לכאור היוצא מפי הכבשן מה כמראה הבזק אומרים יוסבר בחינן כאור היוצא מבין החרסים ואירוע בנגוע שערה באה מן הצפון ענן גדול ואש מתלקחת ונוגה לא סביב ומתוכה, כי אין החשמל מתוך האש, להיך הנזל, אור מייקה בוי חסון, אומר רבי ירום רב, שולח לכבוש את כל הנקודות תחת ובנצר הרשע. כל כך לא אמר, שלא יאמרו, מות העולם, ביד ומה שפילה, מסר הקדוש ברוך הוא בנב. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, מי גרם לי שיש שמש לעובדי כוכבים? על עובדי פסילים, אבל אתם של ישראל, אין גמול. וירב האחיות, והנה אופן אחד בארץ אצל החיות, אומר, אבל אז מלאך אחד, הוא עומד בארץ, ראשו מגיע אצל החיות, ומתנית סנדוף תנא בסנדופון שמו, הגבוה מחברו מעל 500 שנה, ועומד אחורי המרכבה וקושר כתרים לקנוע. הנה, עד כדי כך, המנקדים, ברוך כבוד השם ממקומו, מכלל במקומו, בכלל למידע, nobody knows. Well, he simply says a shame on the tag, and it goes for a shame. Well, my Rav, Kol Shirah Yecheskel actually Rav Yishayel, but Lama Yecheskel Domele Ben Kvar Shirah Tamelach. He goes wild. Lama Yishayel Domele Ben Kvar Shirah Tamelach. Okay, it's nice, you know, but it's not going to be overheated. Omer Shor Gmai Nechiv Ashir Lashem Ki Go Gaya, Go, Shira Lemisha Mitgaya Lageim, Yomer Melech Shebechayot Ari, Melech Shebemot Shor, Melech Shebevod Nesh, Adam Mitgaya Leyem, קדוש ברוך הוא מתגאה על כולם ועל כל העולם כולו. כוסף אחד המדבות בני בני אדם בני אריה על הימין הרעתן, בני השור מהשמאל הרבעתן, ובני נשר הרבעתן. כתיב ארבע פנים לחם, בני אחד בני קרוב, בני השני, בני אדם שיש בני אריה ובני בני נשר. אבל היה בני השור לא כחושי. הוא אומר שלא כשהיה כשלי חס כביקי של אברחמים והופכו לקרוב. אמר לפון אביד, בני שלום כתגר יעצה סנגר. ועוד זה קרוב, אמר רבבו, כרבי, שכנו בבקר נינו כרבי. אמר לרפופ, לבי אלה מיאטר, וכסי בני אחד בני קרוב, בני השני בני אדם, שליש בני הרבי בני נשר, and now it turns out בני קרובה לפני אדם. No, אפי רב 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 רזוג'י. כתוב אחד אומר שיש כנפיים, שיש כנפיים לאחד. כתוב אחד אומר וארבע פנים לאחד, וארבע כנפיים לאחד מהן. לא קשה, כאן בזמן שבית המקדש קיים, כאן בזמן שבית המקדש קיים, ויכול נתמעטו כנפי החיות. הר מיני או עימות, אומר נענו למרב, אותן שאומרות שירה בהן. כאילו כתיבה אחו בשתיים יופי, וקרא זה על זה ויאמר, וכתיב איתה יפניך בו, ואיננו. אבל אני אומר אותן שמכסות בין רגליהם, שהם רגליהם רגל ישרה, ואי לה ועימות מנוע וידה. What do you mean? Do me the glory of a chasim with you. Lotem Elchi, you can say the same thing. Do it to play a dog. Elchi Nami, the imut. How did he see? El the glory, okay. A chasim for a minute. So I'm going to glory of a chasim. Nah, come on, man. Elchi Ashna. This is my ape. I mean, we're a chasim. We're a chasim. Kare, love, we're a chasim. We're a chasim. כתוב אחד אומר אלף אלפים ישם שמוני ורב רבבון כנבין יקומון וכתוב אחד אומר יש מספר לגודה לא קשה כמה זמן שבמקדש קיים כמה זמן שאין בית המקדש קיים כבר יכול נדמעתה במה יש המעלה תעני רבי אומר בשם יוסי בן דוסטוי אלף אלפים ישם שמוני that's the good אחד but לגודה ואין מספר סבור תשור רבי ירמי אברה ואמרה Elif Alfi Sham Shmuni is not talking about Gedudav. It's talking about Lahar Dinor. Shinemar Nahar Dinur Nafik Vinafik Noga Vinafik Min Kadmui. Elif Alafim Sham Shmuni, meaning to the Nahar. Varaba Rabba Min Kadmui Yakumum. Mehechan Nafik Mizayatam Shachayot. Lehechan Shafi. Chomer Zuj Bartuv Yomaran. Arosh Rishaim Begeyanom. Shnamine Sarat Hashem. Say, Mayatza Vesar Mitchalel Arosh Rishaim Yakum.
It's interesting.